This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
But if you really got faith, you can take God's word and you can speak when you step into the world of faith, and you can please God and you can see these great and mighty things happen. I mean, I've seen many of these things happen as I've learned these things. Then it says, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead, he yet speaks. How did Abel provide a better sacrifice? By faith. By faith, he done this, and it pleased God. Then verse 5 says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. You mean there's a man that lived and was translated off the earth and never did die? Seemed to me like we read something where Jesus said, if you'd live in him, you would never die. Did we read something like that a while ago in John 11? So Enoch lived in God. And did he die?
No,
he didn't die. But God so loved him. Let's see what happened here. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. But what? Before his translation, that he pleased God. Do you want to please the King? Oh, your heart desires to please the King. And see, that makes him very happy. When your desire is to please the King, when you spend that time with him, when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think about is your King, and you lay there and worship him and praise him and say, Lord, I'm so grateful I woke up this morning. I'm so thankful that you're pumping my heart this morning. I'm so grateful that you're going to give me another day to love and praise. And you and I know you're going to give me an opportunity to tell somebody about you today. Lord, I'm ready. I'm armed. I'm ready. Thank you that I'm strong. Thank you that I'm young. Thank you that I can get up and go do something in the name of Jesus. And you get out of that bed, hit the floor, running. Thank you, Lord, that I'm strong. You know, thank you that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Run into the mirror and wash your face and brush your teeth and look in that mirror and growl and say, Lord, there ain't nothing impossible with me and you today. Look at that. Look at that awesome thing you're in. And to think you're in that. Woo, without you, I ain't much. But with you and me, Lord, there ain't nothing me and you can't do today. That's the attitude you need to attack the world with every day. You know that? When you attack the world with that kind of faith, what can you do, Katie? Anything. That's right, girl. You need to get this stuff in your spirit. This is who we are. We're not just nobodies. We are sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Children of God. Children of God. Does that make you somebody? Yes, it does. I mean to tell you, when I really got a hold of this, that I'm a possessor of eternal life, and that I am a child of God, and if I've got my sins repented of and I'm walking holy before God, I can run up into my daddy's lap and I can ask for anything. That's like the other morning when James and Lori, when they were called and said that little tiny baby of theirs, which is down there in the hospital, they needed to come in. It wasn't looking too good. They called them at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, just a few minutes after that, James called me. And then as soon as Cheryl found out what it was, she's called in all the other prayer warriors. Some of y'all got some phone calls early the other morning. Now, let me tell you, It takes a major catastrophe to get my honey bunny up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and calling everybody, I guarantee. She's not an early morning person. But let me tell you, she was that morning because she wanted people to pray for that little girl. I mean, we prayed. All of us did. And as we prayed, by the time they got there, everything had totally changed, and that little girl was supernaturally strong. And even the other day, whenever a few days later, when something began to go wrong, and they said, we look like we're going to put a spinal tap in there. The Lord said, nope, 24 hours, we're going to pray. Again, we were all called. We prayed, come against the forces of darkness. They went back down there a few hours later, and the doctor said, everything's changed. We don't need a spinal tap. What can we do in prayer? We can change things, can't we, Shelley? Absolutely. When we pray in faith, we can change things. We can come against this devil. We can control the world we live in by speaking God's word. That's how much power the King's given us as His children, when you speak His words. Now then, it says there that Enoch that was translated. What does it mean to be translated? How many of you have been translated already? Amen. How have we been translated?
Out of darkness and
below. We've been delivered out of darkness and translated where? Into the kingdom of light. So we've already been translated once, haven't we? When we were translated, the scripture in Colossians 1 says we were delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. So the Lord reached out there when you got saved and He picked you right up, delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness, and translated you right into the kingdom of heaven. We're already there. Now that when He did that, by faith, it says now we've been made joint heirs with Christ. And technically speaking, where are we seated today in the spirit world? In the third heaven. In there, right there with Jesus. You and I are already in the third heaven, translated by faith. When you see yourself there as a son of God, think about this case now. Here's a devil over here that where you used to be his. You have repented of your sins and you've been delivered out of his world and translated into the kingdom of the Lord. And now then your attorney, your big brother is Jesus. I mean, he's just not somebody. He's not just an attorney. He's an attorney, but he's your brother attorney. Right? And then your father, God, you're his daughter or son. Well, let me tell you, if your daddy is the judge and your brother is the best attorney in the universe, the devil's in trouble. It's going to be a hard case for him to win if you repent of your sins, right? Yeah. So by faith, Enoch, he was translated that he should not see death. And we've already been translated by faith and was not found because God has translated him before. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now then, what if you please your Heavenly Father and you stand on His promises? I'm going to tell you that if God said you can have whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, think about this, ladies. Think about this, you as ladies. When you wake up in the morning, don't you dare go in there and look and say, oh, I probably got more wrinkles today than I had yesterday. How many of you women want to grow old and have wrinkles? None of you. So what should you say the first thing when you wake up in the morning? Thank you, Lord, that I got beautiful, smooth skin. Is that right? Woo! Lord, thank you that every pore in that skin is flowing perfect oil. So it's beautiful, so I really don't even need any makeup. How far can you go? How far can you go? Lord, thank you that I have the most beautiful skin. I have the most beautiful eyelashes. I have the most beautiful hair, Lord. Thank you that it's perfect, just like I want. Can you go there? Can you really think like that? You can?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can think like that, then guess what you can have? Whatever your Heavenly Father and your brother Jesus made you a promise, you can have whatever you say with your mouth if you can believe it with your heart. Pretty awesome what He done for us, isn't it? And now then, if you stand on these promises, some people say, now look, you know we're going to get old and wear out and can't do nothing. You know we're going to be in a nursing home time we're 75. Well, if that's your confession, then you know you're going to be in a nursing home when you're 75. But I don't know about you, when I'm 75, I'm still going to be running, jumping, playing, flying airplanes and doing everything else. I am not going to be in a nursing home. I got a deal the other day, said, in fact, I heard this on Christian radio. If you don't have nursing home insurance and you're over 60, you really need to get it, because 100% of the people is going to need nursing home insurance before you die. I thought, this coming from a Christian radio station with Christian people, they don't have a clue what God's Word says. Not a clue. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm going to believe the Word. And I'm going to start thinking like God. If God says, if I please Him, He loves that. And He says, He translated Enoch, and Enoch never saw death. How would you like to be 350 years old? That's all Enoch was. He's a young man, wasn't he, Keith? This young guy. 350, give me a break, Thurman. I'm only 40 and I can't hardly make it out of bed every morning now. Well, shame on you. That's all I got to say. Your confession is wrong. You need to repent and start thinking like God and start standing on some of these promises. Now, will God meet you right where your faith is? Yes, He will. Yes, He will. So if you can please God like Enoch did with faith, one day, let's say you might be 120 years old, and you might still be blowing and going. I mean, you might still be strong. And can you imagine, especially women, that don't even have to use no makeup and they're 120? Their lips just automatically beautiful red every morning. Wow. Sure save us a lot of money, wouldn't it? Naturally. That's where I come from. Save me a lot of money. Praise the Lord. You know, it is amazing that we think, and how many women now are like this, guys and girls? How many of you women know you're going to look better when you get your makeup on? That's what your confession is, isn't it? Oh, I know I'm going to be more beautiful when I get my makeup on. I don't want nobody to see me till I get my makeup on. Your confession is wrong. Start believing that you can be beautiful without makeup.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.